Hi, it's Angel. I want to read something to you. This is written by Nikki Giovanni. Though I do wonder why you intrigue me, I recognize that an exceptional moth is always drawn to an exceptional flame. You're not at all what you appear to be, though not so very different. I've not learned the acceptable way to say you fascinate me. I've not even learned how to say I like you without frightening people away. Sometimes I see things that aren't really there, like warmth and kindness. When people are mean. But sometimes I see things like fear and want to soothe it. Or fatigue and want to share it. Or love and want to receive it. I really think this is beautiful. Like I've said before, I'm one of those people that isn't afraid to say how I feel. I'm not afraid to share with people my thoughts about them. Not the bad ones, but the good ones. And I believe that a lot of times, I get used for my kindness. People see kindness as a weakness. But I know what I'm doing. I know I'm in control of things. I'm not naive. Sometimes I give more than people deserve to receive from me. I don't think that's a weakness. I like giving. I like sharing myself with people, especially if it's gonna make them feel better. I like creating things that make people escape. For a little bit. I've always been an escapist ever since I was a very little kid. Always had daydreams and read and wrote and created scenarios in my head every night before I went to bed. And while I drive, even now as an adult, I daydream far more than I think I have any other adult-like thought. I don't know the acceptable way of telling someone they fascinate me. I don't know the okay way to tell someone I like them. I've always been open. And it's amazing when you really care. When it feels like it really matters. You don't want to fuck it up. Then it's like all of your confidence, all of your all of your beliefs and the way you've always trusted in yourself and the way you handle certain situations in life go out the window when something really matters. When someone really matters. You just want to do everything right to keep them. I never thought of myself as good in relationships. I suppose I am, but I've had successful relationships, I've had happy relationships, I have great friendships, I have had, I've been in love, but I never thought I was good at doing those things. I try really hard. I never feel like what I do is enough. And that's all I really want. I just want to be enough to someone. I want to change. I like who I am. I think I'm pretty awesome. I just want to be enough. I tell you guys all the time, that you are amazing the way you are. And here I am, talking to you and being like, but it's not that I don't feel like I'm enough. It's not like I don't wake up every day and try so hard to be a better person. So I just haven't found a person that thinks I'm enough. I guess that's not really fair, because I do have really, really good friends. You know what I mean. Someone who wants to love me, see me every day, wake up next to me while I'm stealing all the blankets, you know, that kind of wanting to be enough to someone. I would like that. I was driving today and I was thinking about, I just want someone to take care of me. I just want someone to make me their world. I just want someone who is proud of me no matter how big of a fuck up I am. And I felt selfish. I felt selfish for wanting those things. But it's not that I want that. I want to give it to. I want to make somebody my world. I want to do everything I can to make someone happy. It's weird when you think about, have you ever thought about your ideal life, your perfect life? I mean, really, seriously, like, it just, no limits, no anything. Anything you want. No, whatever you want. Have you ever thought about it? I did the other day. I was doing some writing exercises, and one of the ones was write out your ideal life. I was like, alright, I could do this. I wrote it out. Didn't even realize it. Didn't even realize half of the things I wrote down. I knew bits and pieces of it, but to put it all together, to make it a picture? Holy crap, guys. I was like, I've been smiling for days just thinking about this ideal life that I do not have. But yeah, what do you want out of life? I don't want much. I don't want a lot. I know some people have huge expectations, and that's great, and I hope they get them. I really want, I have a sweet little house, I do, of a very sweet little house that I do love. But someday, someday I'd like to have a really pretty farmhouse. You know, one of those farmhouses, kind of in the middle of nowhere, but not too far. Not too far, because I need city. I need stuff to do. with a big porch. You know, a really pretty porch. Doesn't have to be fancy, just really cozy. And dogs. Maybe some farm animals. Maybe some little ones. Just to have them, because there's so much yard. I want a big window seat on the second floor that looks over the pretty yard. Maybe a little rose garden or something. Or just green grass and trees. Something. And a big window seat. Not a little one. A big cozy one that like four people could sit in if they wanted to. And I just want that feeling of security and safety and having someone who loves me there that wakes up next to me every morning and just being able to live out my life and travel, you know, a few places a year. I don't want a lot. It probably seems like a lot to some people. But I totally encourage you to think out your ideal life. In all honesty, when I was a teenager, in my early 20s, I seriously thought I was just going to be the singer in New York, living in this gross studio apartment with like three other people above some really awful like takeout restaurant. And that was like what made me happy. Like that was my dream, to just be a singer out there, be a performer, work like three crappy jobs. Absolutely, that was my dream. Look how much it's changed. And it will, and it's supposed to. Everyone's supposed to change. We're all supposed to grow and change. So, I guess I want what I want. Of course, I want what I want. That's not what I meant. Sorry, guys, it's late. I guess the wanting to be enough for someone, since just. You know, that's not hard. Finding what's enough for me and that it's enough for someone else, that's not impossible at all. Anyways, I thought I'd share this with you because you know, everybody has their difficulties and gets frustrated and gets down about their life for whatever reason, whatever area of their life isn't what it should be or isn't what they want. You can change it. And if you can't, then figure out the other parts of your life you can change. I want you to live your ideal life. I want you to think about your ideal life. Write it out. Oh my gosh, if you write it out, just thinking about it was one thing, but when I actually wrote it out, it was such a, like, it was really interesting. All the things that came out when I wrote it. But we all just want to be enough to someone, to our life. I don't know that I had a point that kind of just rambled along. At least like sharing with you guys. I get these beautiful messages from all of you. Beautiful feedback, beautiful emails about positive thoughts and the way you go about your day, trying to be positive. And I love hearing all that. And I love that some of you, I can brighten your day with my positive thoughts, and they've helped you. And so I really just like reminding you guys that you're not alone. Promise, you aren't alone. It feels like it sometimes, but you're not. Everybody feels the things you feel. Promise. Alright. I have rambled long enough. I will talk to you all very soon. Take care.